She did not consider herself a prostitute, nor a murderer. She was a hunter of men, a lioness whose soul was mistakenly birthed in a human vessel. She inspected herself in the bathroom mirror. Platinum blonde hair framed her high chiseled cheekbones and angular jaw. She tugged on the wig, testing the layers and layers of bobby pins she had painstakingly inserted several hours earlier. After groping her, men always tried to run their fingers through her long faux locks. Tonight's wig seemed to invite this behavior more than any other in her wardrobe. Satisfied that it was secure, she opened her purse and found a tube of hooker red lipstick. She applied it quickly and expertly to her parted lips. Like the rest of her body, her lips were thin and hard. Lipstick, when liberally applied, helped create the illusion that they were plump and juicy. She blew herself a kiss in the gold-framed mirror and dropped the lipstick back into her purse. She tugged upward on the strapless red and black satin corset, replete with push-up padding, until her bust line was bulging.
"What's taking so long?" the job called from the bedroom. "I don't have all night, sugar. We're both on borrowed time here."
She pursed her lips in annoyance. Politicians, CEOs, military officers, they were all the same. Always in a rush, always pretentious, and always wholly unprepared for whatever punishment she was primed to inflict. On the rare occasion that a job was someone she deemed worthy, she would incorporate real sex into the hunt. It amplified the thrill and the regret tenfold. But she would not let this man inside her. Such a privilege had to be earned. Regardless of the mission objective, that decision would always be hers and hers alone to make. She had never given herself to a lover. If a champion wanted her flower, he had to possess the mettle to take it. Few had been given the opportunity, and even fewer had succeeded.
"Now, Mr. Chapman, y'all flew me all the way from Dallas for this rendezvous. Surely you can give a girl 5 minutes to print before you ravage her,"
she replied with a Texas drawl, one she had been practicing for the past several days. She heard him mumble something in protest, but she ignored him and retrieved a glass jar of clear liquid. She unscrewed the cap and dipped her left index finger up to the second knuckle in the material. She withdrew her finger and watched the liquid cure into a thin, transparent film on top of her skin. She fanned it completely dry and repeated the process. She used a lighted magnifying makeup mirror to inspect the coating on her finger. Satisfied, she screwed the cap tight on the jar and tossed it into her purse. Next, she retrieved a sealed square foil pouch, like the kind used to store single-use alcohol swabs. She tore the end open and gingerly extracted a sheet of paraffin-coated paper that measured 1 inch square. A single, translucent, semi-spherical blob was stuck to the surface with a glucose-based adhesive. The white paper was devoid of any logos, labels, or instructions. It simply read, 20 milligrams, C34H47NO11, in gel suspension. With tweezers, she removed the sticky gelatinous orb from the paper and stuck it firmly to the tip of her coated left index finger. Using the tweezers, she dropped the paper into the toilet and flushed. She returned the tweezers and wrapper to her purse, snapped it closed, and used a Kleenex to open the bathroom door so as not to leave any fingerprints. Hank Chapman was naked and ready for her. He sat reclined against the carved mahogany headboard of the king-size bed, his back and neck supported by 3 down pillows, his hands folded casually on his bulging belly. A white cowboy hat hung cavalierly from the right bedpost. Judging from his considerable girth, she estimated he tipped the scales at around 265 pounds. He was double her body weight and more than double her taut 15% body fat. She walked with attitude across the sage-green carpet to the foot of the bed, where she stopped and struck a quarter-turn pose like a fashion model. He stared at her, speechless. Time to go to work. Hank devoured her with his eyes, surveying every piece of exposed flesh.